In its final days, the Obama administration is forging ahead with a promise to include Alaska Native tribes in the management of fish and wildlife on federal lands. Deputy Interior Secretary Michael Connor was in Anchorage today to announce a pilot project giving Native communities in the Otna region greater say in managing the subsistence hunt for moose and caribou. The Otna region includes the 8 villages from Cantwell to Gakana to Copper Center along the Parks and Richardson highways in south central Alaska. It's one of the most accessible hunting areas in the state, attracting hunters from up and down the rail belt. And that has put pressure on subsistence resources, Connor says. The goal of the agreement is to try to relieve some of that pressure.
And we think over time we will develop better strategies that will allow them better access to critical subsistence resources, which has been a very serious issue for those communities within the Otna region.
The announcement comes a month after Interior Secretary Sally Jewell spoke to the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks and issued an order aimed at expanding the tribal role in managing federal lands. The announcement was met with emotion at the Bureau of Indian Affairs Conference in downtown Anchorage. Carol Linnell is the executive director of the Otna Intertribal Resource Commission, which will represent the tribes in the partnership. She choked up as she described the disagreement as the culmination of 45, as the agreement rather, as the culmination of 45 years of work to gain a greater say in the management of their traditional lands.
I just want to say thank you to our people back home for their support in getting this done. It's a monumentous occasion. Thank you so much.
Speaking afterwards, she said the agreement represents incremental progress in a long fight.
This is just a little bit closer to being more in the driver's seat. We're almost there, you know, and not so much driver's seat, but being able to sit at the table and be on the bus with them, you know, is important.
The pilot project will allow the Otna Commission to manage the subsistence moose and caribou hunt for tribal members. It'll also create a local advisory committee and formalize a role for local communities in federal wildlife management decisions. It's the second such agreement in Alaska. The first governs the harvest of king salmon on the Kuskokwim River. Both Linnell and Connor stress the agreement will not affect access for non-native rural subsistence and sport hunters. The push to increase collaboration with tribes has been a hallmark of the Interior Department under President Obama. It's an open question whether the incoming Trump administration will continue with the policy.